Patriots Radio. Got Robert in Salt Lake here on the line. Yeah, Robert, did you have any more comments or questions for the guest? Or actually, I guess he dropped off. Yeah, you were kind of in the middle of the thought.
He was driving out of range. And
yeah, probably, yeah. Well, you were cut off there in the middle of your thought. Did you have anything else you wanted
well,
to
say? Well, I would say it's hard to right now the big thing that is going on is an effort called the Alliance of Civilizations, which they wish to have in place. 20 high eminent personalities were appointed. Javier Solana, who's been the focus of much of my research since 1995, played a major role in instigating and launching it, and he's doing it under the guise of the Prime Minister of Turkey and the Erdogan and the Prime Minister of Spain, Zapatero, who is kind of a political underling to Solana, and putting it together and, quote, launching it, unquote. But they would like to, they have plans in place, and they'd like to have them implemented by 2009 to scrutinize all religious school curriculums worldwide. It's truly a frightening thing, and these are official plans that I wish I'd made up, then I could make them go away, but they're right out there on the Internet for anybody to read. Just Google, quote, Alliance of Civilizations, unquote. You might get more hits if you spell it the British way with the S-A-T-I-O-N-S rather than the American way, but or Google it with both. And you can pull down the reports and the related groups, and those developments are very spooky and very
scary,
in line
yeah.
with the New Age agenda.
Scary stuff. Coming back to the Vatican for a minute, isn't that kind of in line, though, with their almost schizophrenic claims? You know, they'll say that they're against Freemasonry openly to the public, but then you find out that, you know, the P2 Lodge, for example, is deeply embedded in the Vatican Bank.
It's really hard to sort it out. It's been just about everybody's been infiltrated on it, and
yeah.
about everybody. And so you'll have factions there that are for it, and factions against it that are fighting it with everything. I will say this: at least the Catholics acknowledge they had a bad problem with it. I
yeah.
will give them credit for acknowledging they had a problem and taking some steps to clean house and educate people on it. Not as much as I would have liked to have seen, but they did take some steps, and they did acknowledge that they had a problem. They did acknowledge they were infiltrated with it. And they're not the only ones with problems. Have you heard of the prayer breakfasts that take place for mayors all over the country?
No,
and
I know
mayors
there's one
and
in
governors
Washington.
And the White House and...
Yeah, I know about the one in Washington. Oh, sure.
Yes, that's
Bush is a regular attender of that.
Oh, yes, and about everybody for the last 60 years has been a regular attender at those.
Well,
and
the Council on National Policy, which I'm sure you're aware of, the Council on National Policy, they're very big on that.
Well,
that's supposed to be a Christian group.
But even more spooky than that, in 1987, there was a major unity meeting between prominent Christian evangelicals and major New Age leaders. And Barbara Marx Hubbard chaired it at the invitation of the evangelicals. We may never have found out about it. They took a vow of secrecy, and fortunately for us, the New Agers did not keep their vows. And David Spangler bragged about it the day when it was over in a speech he gave at an Episcopalian church in Boulder, Colorado, and he talked about the event. And I was a year tracking down documentation on it because it was highly secretive. And finally I dug out a fair amount and found that the event had been organized by Doug Coe, who is the head of the Fellowship Foundation in Washington, D.C., has run it for many years. They have the house where the congressmen live. They're the ones that sponsor the prayer breakfast networks. They're organized, highly secretive. And now I've found out, and it's documented in my latest NewsWithViews.com article, and I have some links. And on my blog spot, I have some links that they tried to hide. I blew them up and made pictures of it. I fortunately had archived the information before they made it disappear from the Internet. And it is available for viewing on my blog spot and copying from my blog spot. But there was an interlocking directorship. The co-founder of of Ions, International Institute of Noetic Sciences, and board member of Fellowship Foundation, Paul N. Temple. They had helped put this thing together. David Spangler had said this was the latest in a series of meetings they had been having between the New Agers and the evangelical leaders. The last before that one had been at, I think, Brighton Bush or maybe Hollyhock Farms. But this had been going on, and I wondered why I had caught the opposition that I had from the places that I had. I thought it was going to be all Christians versus Lions. And it wasn't that simple. Some of us were them. Some of them became us and meant it. And it wasn't that quite that simple to sort out when all was said and done. But here this was going on at a very high level. And Barbara Marks Hubbard in 1988, talking about the event that she had chaired at Gold Lake the fall before at the invitation of the so-called evangelicals, said, Now all the groups with outwardly different appearances are merging and blending and coming together to do the one work. And now finding out that the Prayer Breakfast Network and the Institute of Noetic Sciences had interlocking directorships is just a mind blower.
Well, you know, whenever you get a politician claiming to be deeply religious, that's cause for concern and to, you know, keep your eyes closely on that, because it's a great public manipulator. Okay, guys, short break again. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
I'm trying to say it.
Okay, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, joined by Constance Cumby, occultist researcher, author. So, yeah, we talked about UFOs and, you know, some of the messages. I wanted to come back to that and show the parallels that exist with, you know, some of these, quote, channelers. The same people who claim to receive messages from the spirit realm are also getting the same messages from UFO occupants. And so, yeah, let's draw that correlation there.
Valet had commented on that. I really can't improve on his book, Messengers of Deception, the UFO Cults. And it's a book from the 80s, but it's very relevant, very timely. And if you look at the UFO magazines, it's, they're still saying about the same thing. And the crop circle, the crowd has very much played into that, as you know. Valet said they claimed they were here when he started scrutinizing these various UFO cults. They all had very similar messages that their profile of their new Christ they were expecting was very much a perfect Aryan Christ, and that that they claimed that they were getting the messages from angelic beings. He said, but if anything, he said the profile comes much closer to the biblical profile of a demon, not of an angel. And this is Jacques Vallée, who doesn't even pretend to be a Christian believer. But he wrote very informative books on this. I think towards the end, the more he dabbled in it himself, the closer, unfortunately, he swung over to parts of it. And it's hard to tell where Vallée is finally sorted out. I think he was a little bit taken in by a man by the name of Whitley, who wrote about this. But definitely, indeed, there are parallels, and most of the New Agers, including Benjamin Krem himself, claimed to have had inspiration and dealings with the, quote, Space Brothers, unquote. In fact, you walk into a New Age bookstore and the hardcore type, and you'll have lots of things up there that claim they're channeled from the various Space Brothers. And then there was the stuff that America West was putting out, Commander George's Sarah Satan, welcome Chalas. And interestingly, the Space Brothers said, Chalas, I have told you often that Eustace Mullins is the greatest expert on Earth on the Federal Reserve. He said, now John Coleman comes close, but Eustace Mullins is the greatest expert. Mullins has such an ego. I suspect that Mullins is the author of all the that George's Sarah Satan works.
Yeah, it's interesting. It just becomes this big twisted web. And
you like to hear a little bit about how I got started on my current project?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It was November 22, 1995. I awoke at 3 o'clock in the morning and needed to be in court at 8:15. And needed every second of sleep that I could get, and it was too late to take a sleeping pill, and so I tried my next best remedy, go sit in my husband's chair, read a boring book, which will usually make my eyes heavy in 5 to 10 minutes. And so I went out and read a very boring book, and I read for an hour and became very wide awake. And finally I thought, if I can't sleep and reading doesn't help, I might as well go down and check my email. So I went down to the basement computers, logged on to the dial-up connection we then had, November 22, 1995, and there were headlines that a massive earthquake had struck Israel, 7.2. The only earthquake I've ever heard of that was subjected for a while to attempted historical revision downwards. And while I was looking, I clicked on for more information on the earthquake, and there was a side headline that said, Israel, EU, enter into treaty. And so what is this about? And I clicked on that, and it said the treaty had been negotiated by one Javier Solana, acting under a full power of attorney from the European Union and the 10-nation Western European Union, a military federation. I thought, who is this guy? I'd never seen his name before. So I pulled out some of the CD-ROMs that I had at the time with archive news information and stuck one in for that, a fairly current one, and put his name in. And found out he had sent Spanish warships against Canada in March of 1995 in what had almost been a shooting war at high sea over fishing rights between Spain and Canada. And while I was looking at that, AOL flashed up another story at me and said the earthquake had come in the wake of an expected political earthquake in the form of the Barcelona conference, the Congress that was going to convene in a few short days. that Javier Solana would be in charge, and their objectives were threefold: battle religious fundamentalism worldwide, favorable trading terms for the countries in the basin, leading to a Mediterranean free trade zone by 2010, and number three was get the United States out of the Mediterranean and or greatly reduce its presence there. And I started, they said the United States had requested participant status and had been granted observer status only. Libya had not participated because Muammar Gaddafi had smelled a rat and screamed at the delegates the weekend before. He said, "Can't you idiots see? This is a blatant European attempt to gain hegemony, control over our region." And anyway, thanks to knowing how to use the Internet proficiently, I too had observer status, even though it was the poor man's way. And I just calmly pulled down their working documents, which were all available online. I pulled down their press releases that they were issuing as the event went on. And I pulled down their the newspaper coverage that was online. And he concluded the conference on November 28, 1995. Ehud Barak was there representing Israel. He said, "We have beaten our swords into plowshares." He said, "At long last, Israel has joined the European club. These are the benefits." And Yasser Arafat slobbered all over Javier Solana. And I sent emails to my whole database saying, "Watch out for this guy." And 2 days later, my phone starts ringing, and people were screaming at me, "Go turn on your television quick," and directed me to a station. And I turned it on, and there was Javier Solana. He had just been unanimously, out of nowhere, made the new head of NATO. And I was dumbfounded because of the Canadian fishing incident, and Canada had to have cast their vote for it. And so I started watching and observing. In 1999, he was given sole powers to say when the bomb started and stopped over Yugoslavia, very unusual grant of power. He expanded NATO eastward by 16 nations, signed this Treaty of Association with Russia in 1997. In 1996, Boris Yeltsin had campaigned for re-election saying, "You'd better vote for me. I'm the only one who can stand up to Javier Solana." But he didn't. And Solana, frankly, looks like the most comfortable pair of old shoes in your closet, everybody's favorite uncle, everybody's favorite professor, which he used to be, a professor of physics. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I was observing, and I thought, am I going crazy? In 1999, after I learned about the grant of power he had been given and been confirmed on Madeleine Albright's homepage saying Solana has the power and has had it since January 30th. We are speaking with one voice through Javier Solana. I asked our U.S. Senator, why did we hand him all that power? And he told me that the junior senator from Michigan, in the year of a Democratic administration, a Republican junior senator, he and all the other senators had been flown to Brussels to meet Javier Solana, that he had met him personally. And that's when I got a little scared. And then Solana left his job a little bit early to take a position that had been created for him, the European Union, with, get this, Section 666 of the Europa Code.
Gosh.
Yes. And then that wasn't quite enough power for him. About 5 weeks after he left to take the EU job that had been created, head of the Common Foreign and Security Policy for all of Europe, and Secretary General of the EU Council of Ministers, which is where their power lies, he was handed the 10-nation Western European Union that he was to be permanently in charge for their last year of operation. And that year has lasted a long time. He's kept it alive for the bully pulpit that it is. And that they have confabs, and they have weighted voting power in the European Union. And he asked for more power and got it, and his bill proposal was recommendation 666. I said, this might all be a coincidence, but this thing is interesting. The fellow is anti-clerical. He does not have a religious bone in his body. Dumped his wife Spanish style in 1995.
Tell you what, we gotta go to a break. Hold that thought. But FDR once said, there's no coincidences in the political world. When something happens, you can bet it was planned that way. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Constance Cumby on as a guest. And just before the break, we were talking about you were referring to the EU and making some interesting points. Do you remember where you had left off?
Yes, Javier Solana and the extraordinary powers that he was handed and the extraordinary numbering. And I've been watching him. He hasn't gone away. Periodically they'll say, well, he's going to retire soon, but he hasn't. He's kept increasing and increasing and increasing, and he's been given extraordinary powers. And then they brought the United States, has been working with him, a number of our major think tanks and foreign policy associations, and they're and most actively working with him on this new project is New York University, Stanford University, and the Brookings Institution. And they're working on global governance machinery that they plan to present to the new president, whoever it is, in 2009. In fact, Javier Solana said it was imperative that they have that new machinery in place by then, that the G8 be changed to the G10, that something be done about what he called the YouTube effect, the power of any of individual players to affect history by being able to reach people. That's talking about our freedom of speech, our freedom to communicate. He said that the problem was now, and nobody wanted to obey, that people did not want obedience. Well, obedience to whom? To him. And he's putting the global machinery in place and being listened to. The European Union, if the new constitution goes through, it gives him power second to none. if it doesn't go through, their backup plan is the treaty, which now they're pressuring the countries not to have a referendum on and to do it by uniform treaty. But the bottom line is that he will be given a potent foreign minister title, but the foreign minister is not like the Secretary of State here. It's far more powerful. He will become vice president of the European Commission. He will have the power to initiative. Bills have to be introduced by a combination, but he and he alone can introduce measures. He has sole powers over the shutdown of the European satellite system, Galileo project. And they're working also in tandem with the United States government on GMES, Global Monitoring for Environmental Security, and also GEOSS, Global Earth Observation System of Systems. These are things that you can pull down on the Internet if you want a quick tour de force. Google it and then put in the terms, quote, PPT for PowerPoint, and then you can watch the PowerPoint presentations they're making to their own if they haven't removed them first. I've archived everything, so if you lose it, I've got it.
And of course, now we've got the North American Union coming through.
Yes,
which
well,
is
that's
just
what the, that's what they're what part of the what his what they wanted was regionalization and integration and regionalization globally. And he's been working with the South American. Javier Solana has been working with the South American countries for a long time on that. And the North American Union is one of the last pieces in their puzzle. They're working with ASEAN, A-S-E-A-N, the Asian foreign ministers, and Russia, and the plans that were developed with Section 666, they were developing plans. And then in the Middle East, their plan, as well as a similar plan for parts of the west of them, are the European Neighborhood, N-E-I-G-H-B-O-U-R-H-O-O-D will yield you more hits than the American spelling. And the European Neighborhood Plan, which went into effect January 1st of 2007 and is up for a three-year review in 2010 and is supposed to last until December of the end of December 2013. And that is a plan that is supposed to be an updating of the Barcelona process, which is where I came in, and they trace it to Barcelona. It's supposed to be an updating, a reconfirmation of that particular process. To tell the truth, the thing is very similar to the Left Behind series, except that folks don't get out of here.
Interesting. Do they still use the European Union as their symbol? Well, I know that this was done on a postage stamp years ago, but they had for their symbol, they had the Tower of Babel.
They use that indeed, and it's one of Solana's official posters, and it says, Europe, many tongues, one voice. He is the one voice speaking for Europe, and he said that they are going to succeed at what was failed before the building of the Tower of Babel. They're very upfront about it, very mocking. As deficient as his religious education may have been, his mother had a guru. His mother was Neves Matthews, the Spanish. She was the daughter of Salvador de Madariaga, the Spanish writer. And her mother was Constance Archibald, an economic historian. They were all interested in the Invisible College. She wrote a book about Sir Francis Bacon, and that he had been the victim of a character assassination, in her opinion. But in the front of the book, she said the book had been blessed by her teacher, Osho, who is better known to Americans as Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, who was the Oregon guru that was deported in the early 80s or maybe early 90s for attempting to poison the water supply in Oregon. And he was deported. He's dead now. But that was very interesting piece of intelligence. Folks said, how do you learn all this? I said, I read. It's in the acknowledgments of her book. I saw the book. I ordered it from Amazon. There it is right in the acknowledgments that her teacher is Osho. And if so, I don't know, this boy might have been anointed for for some things. The only New Age flag he really flies publicly is Club of Rome.
And didn't they use a woman riding on a beast, too, for their symbol
they
at
do.
One point?
Yeah,
they we'll
sure
talk about
do.
That when we get back. Another short break. Stick with us, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hey, we're back on Two Thirds Radio. Got our guest Constance Cumby on the line. So, yeah, coming back to the another symbol used by the EU, this woman on the beast. Can you elaborate on that? I don't recall the details of it now. It was quite a few years ago.
Yeah, they do use it. In 2003, Javier Solana came out and attacked the United States as being too religiously driven. And he was very mocking, and he said, in the United States, they have In God We Trust on their money. He said, can you imagine In God We Trust on the euro? He said, no. He said, in Europe, we're secular. But they don't mind using symbols. As deficient as his religious education may have been, he's got to know something about the symbolism of flying out there, the 666,
oh, sure.
So flagrantly.
That's
about the
deliberate.
Tower of Babel and the woman riding the beast. Yes, they do use every bit of that. They're proud of it. It's almost a mocking type thing that they think it's funny to push Christian buttons.
Unbelievable.
Now,
well, I mean, let's face it, the people who are behind all of this, pushing all this, are themselves heavily religious, just the wrong kind of religion. I mean,
there's something else that came to my attention. It might be significant and it might not, but I don't know what to make of it, but it's so compelling it needs to be presented. I was approached in 2002 by a young man who identified himself to me as Kirk. And he emailed me very earnestly and said he had the Bible Code software. and he thought I should look at it. And I sent him back a very scolding message and said, I place no stock in that whatsoever. Neither should you. He called me and said, you have to look at this. And he said he had bought the software, which included Greek New Testament texts as well as Old Testament texts. And he said he thought he might find a little clue or two as to the Antichrist's identity.
Oh.
And he said he ran all the usual suspects through, and he didn't come up with one single thing that was meaningful on anybody. And then he said he decided to stick Javier Solana's name in, and he said it came up on every last prophecy in the Bible like a crossword puzzle. It ran right through a diagonal multiple times through the hearer's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is 666. It ran right through there like a string, first name, last name, strung together, and again in a straight line down.
I didn't realize they were doing that with the New Testament, too.
22 times in the book. The code program is Millennium Code Finder. It's easily available on the Internet. And
now, what text do they use for that? Because there's
they're
multiple.
They had multiple texts. They had the Torah. They had a Greek text. The Greek was what I was the most proficient with. It's right. It does. All three Gospels. Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives. His disciples came to him privately and said, tell us what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world, and running down in a straight line, no spaces between. It comes up twice on that one alone, S-O-L-A-N-A, with his first name very close. It might be purely a coincidence. I don't know. But and the same result, Mark 13, the exact same prophecy. There is, but phrased differently in the Greek, there is no logical reason why it should come up, but it comes up. The and every line of the prophecy, same result, Luke 21, same result in Thessalonians. Every line of the prophecy on the man of perdition runs through a separate letter of Solana's name, and we're not talking about big, huge skips. These are little, tiny ones with no more than 1,000 spaces in between. Same result with the Daniel prophecies.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard that one.
Every last one. I have an article up about it on my blog spot, and I put it out very, very reluctantly. And there is somebody, this is interesting as to how maybe the Internet is being news managed. There is a gal, and she's sincere enough, but the work's a little goofy, and she has things up there talking about the Bible codes. And her stuff, they splash all over the place. Nobody would ever take it seriously. But other stuff, they're kind of keeping real low profile. But it runs through every last one. Now, it might be the coincidence of all coincidences. Maybe he should sue his mommy and daddy for giving him a bad name. I don't know. It just might be a coincidence. But there are so many coincidences there, I would hate to have to defend it in court.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I hadn't heard that. I mean, I'm familiar with the Bible code, but I had not heard about his name. And I haven't heard of anything being found in the New Testament. I always thought the Bible code was strictly the old.
The New Testament is absolutely amazing. The Greek New Testament, it is
now,
absolutely
Do you know which
amazing.
Greek New Testament? Is it the Masoretic? I mean, the Masoretic. Is it the received text? Is it the Westcott Hort? Do you know which text you're using?
I might be able to look. I ordered the program myself just to make myself legal. And have it on. It doesn't run well on my new on the Vista computers, but it runs fine on the XP computers, the older operating systems, 98 through XP. It runs great on those. And I couldn't tell you which Greek text it is. I'm lucky that I know how to put in the Greek letters and to spell the names in Greek. It's much easier for me to look at. You might want to go over to their Internet spot and look. I think they're pretty open about it. I think if you just put in Code Finder, you can learn all about the program.
Very interesting.
And I don't know what to make of it. My own jury is still out on it, but it isn't combined with everything else that has been going on and the global governance that they're working on putting in place. And the numbers he chose for his empowering legislation and the fact that he's been handed all this consistently. On June 6th of 2006, when everybody was speculating on the 666 and sending postcards from Hell, Michigan. I was driving down the road to go to something, and I heard George Bush on the radio saying how terribly grateful he was to Javier Solana for representing the whole world before Iran on the Iranian nuclear crisis.
Hmm. So, uh-oh. Did we lose her?
No, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard a clicking.
No, I'm right here. Might have been some clicking, but I'm right here.
Okay.
Okay.
As long as it isn't that woman that we had at the beginning.
Okay.
That other voice that we heard at the beginning of the show.
Yes, she's probably as perturbed as we were. Okay.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, I'm kind of the same way. You know, I actually did a show on the Bible Code. And my attitude is, you know, just take a look at it. It's interesting. I don't really have a position on it one way or the
right.
other, but I find it interesting, you know.
And I have no explanation for this other, but I said it was just people that looked at it with me just said the odds were so against that being accidental, and the skip was no more than 1 to 1,000.
And what's interesting, too, is you get a lot of occurrences, like you'll have World War II, which with Hitler crossing over.
Yes.
And you know, Stalin and Roosevelt, and there's too many occurrences like that that you really can't just write it off so easily.
No, you can't. And the theory is that God placed it there for a skeptical generation that may not believe any other way. Now, I think there's all kinds of abuse of them, and I think using them... But it is very interesting, especially when you combine it with other things that are happening.
Right. Yeah, I find it fascinating. It's something not to ignore, you know, whether you believe in it or not. It's certainly something it defies explanation, let's put it that way. And it doesn't work with any other book. You know, they've tried this with other...
Right. In fact, they have control books in there that you can try running it on, too. I think Moby Dick's in that library and the King James Version. And
you know, you might get one word that will come up, but certainly not crossed over with dozens of others that pertain to the same subject. It's astonishing.
Right.
But anyway, we only got, about 15 more minutes left, and of course, quite a bit of that is going to be commercial breaks. I wanted to, you know, as much as possible to cover some of the issues that you raise in your Rainbow book, which is, of course, readily available at Amazon and other book distributors.
I have to tell you, speaking of that, Javier Solana, it was shown in the Spanish edition of Benjamin Krem's Share International Pages, and they were talking about, gee, isn't this neat? He's saying the same things as our great world teacher is supposed to say, and it was on a page in Spanish on the great world teacher. And, again, I don't know if they were trying to send a signal, if things have been a diversion, but there are days when I've frankly suspected they intended to trot him out in 1982, and he's perceived us all as long-term career blocks.
Hmm. Very interesting. But as far as you know, the specifics in your book, the hidden dangers. In a nutshell, is there some way that we don't have much time? But I kind of wanted to give an overview, you know, for people to get an idea of what some of these dangers are, what some of the things are to look for.
Absolutely. The
lure people in.
Right. The method is the hidden dangers of the rainbow were the methods that they used to get you there to accept an agenda that nobody in their right mind would really accept. And so, like a sign that I saw hanging in a restaurant saying, you don't have to be crazy to work here, but it helps. Well, that's the same thing on the agenda that they want to put in place is so far out that they really discourage folks from being in their analytical left brain mind, and they want everybody to make this, quote, paradigm shift, unquote, to an altered state of consciousness, and your altered states are the common denominator. That's what frees people so they can accept what otherwise would seem unacceptable to them. You basically have to shake folks out of their present perceptions. And so all kinds of hypnotic techniques are used to get people there. Silva Mind Control, Earhart Seminars Training, and whatever name it's going under this week. The various forms of meditation, chanting, high-speed decreeing. There have been physiological studies that show that the effects on a person's brain are virtually identical with the effects of somebody taking a forbidden drug. It basically rewires the brain, and Marilyn Ferguson had written in her book, The Aquarian Conspiracy, that the role of drugs in the Aquarian Revolution could not be overestimated, that it had helped metamorphose the boundaries and had really helped people see that there was another dimension out there. In fact, that's what they were singing about in that fifth dimension song on Hair, which did a pretty artful job of portraying the climate of the time. And it's possible that some of the people that wrote it most definitely were into it. And it just so happens I've met and gotten to know the family of the major playwright on it, Jerome Ragney, who was one of nine children in Pittsburgh, and has a brother who's a Catholic priest who ironically has read my book and communicated with me, as has his sister. And it's a very interesting thing. Basically, people were put into these altered states, and then if they continued in it and progressed, then they would be taken to progressively deeper levels of initiation. And the initiation, as David Spangler spelled out, probably the most honest statement anybody ever made about it, was a Luciferic initiation. That Lucifer came to give us the final gift of wholeness. That's what Benjamin Krem has admitted to, too. That's what the various books on Lucis Trust are about. That company, which is headquartered in New York City, started life as Lucifer Publishing Company. I have three books in my personal library from when they were Lucifer Publishing Company.
And, of course, that goes back to Miss Alice Bailey.
Alice Bailey, who was an intern, had studied theosophy, which would have been Annie Besant and her predecessor, Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. And in turn, they borrowed from lots of occult threads, including the Masons. They considered themselves co-Masons. But more importantly, the Rosicrucians and the old Gnostic doctrines and the works of Jacob Beam, which was where Madame Blavatsky had derived her title, Theosophy.
Mm-hmm. And boy, that pops up all over the place. In fact, that's a UN NGO, isn't it? The
Lucis Trust World Goodwill certainly is. They play a very prominent role there.
Unbelievable.
And Donald Keyes.
It's everywhere.
Donald Keyes said they were world warriors. They really thought they were going to pull this stuff off in 1982. They really did. And he had written proudly in his book, Earth at Omega, that so far, the straight society had failed to recognize the strength and pervasiveness of a new consciousness culture, but if the New Age movement did become a target of alarm forces and status quo ante, it would offer a widely dispersed target very hard to identify or dissuade. And then in 1985, he gave a speech in North Carolina, Asheville area, and he was just sputtering. He said, you know that we have developed a backlash. He said, there's that book, The Dangers of the Rainbow. And he's kind of disappeared from the scene since then. If he's around, he's been mighty quiet.
Been exposed a little too much.
He was teamed up with Norman Cousins, and they honestly thought they were going to pull the whole thing off. And I'm wondering if he wasn't in a little bit of disgrace, but it's clear at looking at the patterns on the European Union events and the globalization events going on that they are building on those foundations.
Well, unfortunately, most, if not pretty much all now, of our political leaders are part of this occultic movement. You got your Skull and Bones, you got your Bohemian Grove, and these are obvious, you know, dark cultic organizations. Your Freemasonry, of course, very big, P2 Lodge.
And so, then I found out they were organizing under innocuous names that you'd never think to look under, the global governance efforts that they're launching, and groups like Greenpeace are tied into it. And they're organizing under groups called with names like BASIC, which stands for something that's so plain vanilla you wouldn't think to look for it on a Google search. I found it accidentally. BASIC stands for British American Security Information Council. And so sometimes they hide on the Internet in plain sight under plain vanilla names.
Right. And, of course, they pick worthy causes like the environmental movement, Greenpeace, that most people will support. not knowing that that's an old tactic. That's an old
And then unfortunately, but everything has rights, but the people. Every tree has rights. Every rock has rights. Everything has rights, but the people. The people are fair game.
And that's what the whole UN environmental thing is all about.
Right. You don't want to be guilty of speciesism, do you?
Yeah. Agenda 21, of course, is, you know.
Oh, yes. In fact, that was put together by somebody very close to Javier Solana, and that might be an explanation on what happened in Canada, because Canada was, their economy was severely disrupted by what happened. So was Spain's economy severely disrupted. The reason they had the Solana had sent the Spanish warships against Canada was he had cut a deal with Morocco to support his Barcelona process in the Mediterranean, and Barcelona wouldn't go along with it unless Spain stopped fishing off their coastline. So he sent them up to work Canada, and they fished Canada's cod, turbot, and halibut stocks almost to extinction. And then Canada backed it. Well, it turns out that Maurice Strong was close to Javier Solana and active in occult circles and praying for this new messiah to come on the scene, and so was Paul Martin, and they marginalized the folks in Canada that said we were hurt.
Okay, we've got to go quick break. Be right back, folks.
Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is our final segment here. This 2 hours has really cooked by. I wish we had more time. I'm going to have you on again, Constance.
No, anytime. So you're very intelligent. One of the best interviewers I've ever had.
Yeah, it's just there's so much to cover and not enough time. Definitely have to have you back on. I guess in the last few minutes we should talk about, you know, the infiltration of this thing into the big name churches. It's, you know, it's in the kids programs, it's in adult programs, it's in politics, it's in, you know, the school system. But it's even in, unfortunately, in fact, quite heavily so, it has infiltrated its way into the big name churches, Protestant, Catholic, you name it.
Yes.
In fact, it seems more Protestant lately than anything.
Sure,
go ahead.
I like to describe it as termites from within and wrecking balls from without. They're using a two-pronged process. And
yeah,
you get as many folks as possible initiated in these techniques and thinking this is the norm and getting them into these mind changes, these paradigm shifts. And incidentally, they had been planning this for a long time, too. Richard Kirby, who wrote for SPCK, Society for Propagating Christian Knowledge, when they thought they had no opposition, wrote praisingly about Benjamin Krem, Alice Bailey, the Theosophical, and said no right-thinking church should reject this. And they really didn't expect somebody to come along and knock over their little apple cart. Because they Jeremy Rifkin wrote that they were going to use the evangelical church as their main instrument to help launch this. That he said only the religious impulse was strong enough to put this over the top. And he wrote a book, The Emerging Order, God in an Age of Scarcity. And everybody that should have been seeing through this thing and kicking him in the butt for it were praising him and saying, if we don't hurry up, we're going to miss out on being in the vanguard of this new Protestant Reformation that he said was going to help usher in the new order. And
yeah,
that's what we've been
fighting
this for a long time on many levels. I think we have made dents. I think if anything is going to stop it, it's going to be education on it. I have seen many New Agers come out. The publisher of Donald Key's book, Earth at Omega, completely repented of his role in it, and he's stayed faithful for the last 22 years that I'm aware of, at least maybe longer. In Boston, he sent me his letter in 1984 saying how somebody had given him my book, and he had forced Keyes and Norman Cousins and Donald Keyes to get a new publisher. So New Agers have come out, and I really think that everybody deserves one kind warning on this. It is so in our culture. It is so pervasive. Anybody can be exposed to it. You're not eternally condemned because you've been exposed to it. What counts is what you do when you learn what's into it and what the hidden dangers are. And
right.
And basically, there is a contest out there. There's a contest for souls. There's a contest for control. And God is ultimately in charge, in control, but we have to realize that our bread is buttered on God's side and not on the other side.
And I'm sure you're familiar with NLP. The biggest employers of that training program are the big name churches.
Yes, and they were right behind, and that has infiltrated everything from the Seventh Day Adventists and many big name churches. In fact, they used to have, to my chagrin, when I came back to the active practice of law, they were renting a conference room in the building where I was then, and I had to listen to their stuff while I was, it's a horrible thing, and it's about repatterning yourself, getting yourself out of your right mind so you will think that the unacceptable is acceptable and God's word is obsolete for an old age.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, funny you should mention that, because in my more gullible days, I was actually, I went to an SDA, Seventh-day Adventist college. I was heading into the ministry, and they offered to send me and a few other theology majors out to California for the training course. And I wasn't aware of this stuff at the time, but I just smelled something funny.
I have been so upset. The Liberty Magazine, which is sent to lawyers, evidently they're confusing now religious freedom with the New World Religion, and the fact that they're playing an active